morning, Sean.
Good weekend.
Smashing weekend.
Did you see any of the new series of The Voice or not? I told you that I wasn't seeing it because I'm banning it. Did you see any of it?
I didn't actually, because I was watching Stars in the Rise instead and Big Brother.
Stars in the Rise was brilliant, wasn't it? I'd love to go on that show.
Superb, Sean, superb.
It's great Saturday night entertainment, isn't it?
It's better than that. The Voice? Oh, is that a swear word in the studio?
Yeah, no, don't mention The Voice, George. You know I don't like it. Do you know, George, I've had a message from Hannah. Hannah lives in Hull. She's a massive fan of yours. And the thing that she likes the most about Curious George is when you tell a joke. I don't suppose you've got a joke, have you, just to hand?
Yeah, I've got a really good joke.
Right.
Let me see. What do eggs do for entertainment?
What do eggs do for entertainment? I don't know. What do eggs do for entertainment?
They get smashed and do karaoke.
Right. Thank you very much, Hannah. I hope that's all right for you. Now, George, I set you the homework on Friday. I got curious. Why are they called guinea pigs when they look nothing like a pig?
Yeah, I did. It's not related to pigs. In fact, they're from the rodent family.
Right.
And they're not from Guinea either.
Are they not? Right. So they're a bit of a weird animal then, aren't they, really?
Yeah, they are, actually. And no one knows why they're called guinea pigs, but they're built the same as pigs, make sound the same as pigs, and they're always eating like pigs, a bit like me and you, Sean.
You cheeky boy. Right, okay, George. Well, thank you very much. So there's no conclusive evidence why they're called guinea pigs. George, thanks for finding out for me.
That's all right, Sean. I'm George Kavanagh, and every job's a good one.
Talk to you on Friday.